with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Saturday marks the second anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. At a news conference, Ukrainian Foreign Affairs Minister Dmytro Kuleba says 2 years ago there were doubts about his country that still remain.
People did not believe, experts, diplomats did not believe that Ukraine would survive the large-scale invasion by Russia. Today, the same people do not believe that Ukraine can win this war.
Kuleba urged the world's nations to stand behind Ukraine. If they do, he says, victory will come sooner rather than later. Russia's UN ambassador Vasily Nebenzia is countering by blaming the West for fomenting the war. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is vowing to redeploy her state's National Guard to the U.S.-Mexico border, noting that this time they'll be charged with a special assignment.
This time they will be constructing a wall, a barrier. A barrier to keep those who want to come to this country illegally out and to stop them from trafficking drugs, from proliferating the sex trafficking of our women and our children, and to stop the inhumanity of Joe Biden's border policies.
Governor Noem spoke at the Conservative Political Action Conference outside of Washington, D.C. today. She's also on a list of possible vice presidential candidates by former President Donald Trump. The longtime head of the National Rifle Association, Wayne LaPierre, misspent millions of dollars of the organization's money, using the funds to pay for an extravagant lifestyle that included exotic getaways and trips on private planes and superyachts, a New York jury determined Friday, ordering him to repay almost $4.4 million. On Wall Street, the Dow by 62 points, the Nasdaq dropped 44. This is SRN News. A pro-life group takes on the NAACP.
The American Life League has issued a rebuke to the iconic civil rights organization over its continued support for abortion and its recent assertion that abortion is, quote, a racial justice issue. In an open letter, ALL President Judy Brown says, quote, abortion is the ultimate racism, pointing out that nearly 20 million black babies have been aborted since Roe v. Wade was approved, and 42% of all America's abortions are performed on African-American women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bills have been proposed in Iowa, Kentucky, Missouri, and West Virginia that would require public school students to watch a pro-life video about the development of babies in the womb. If approved, the video would be added to the school's sex education curriculum. The video was produced by the pro-life organization Life Action, which says it would teach kids where they came from and encourage an appreciation for human life. This is SRN News. Have an old-school landline and phone at home? If so, you're part of a dwindling minority of Americans.
According to the most recent estimates from the National Center for Health Statistics, about 73% of American adults in 2022 lived in households where there were only wireless phones. Landlines have practically reached the status of urban legend among many in today's America. When it comes to age groups, the large majority were wireless only, except for those 65 and older, the only group where less than half were estimated to use cell phones exclusively. Rich Thomason reporting.
A watch melted during the August 6, 1945 bombing of Hiroshima, Japan, sold at auction Thursday for more than $31,000. The watch is frozen in time at the moment of the detonation of the atomic bomb, 8:15 a.m. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.